AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The governing board at Harvard University says Claudine Gay will remain the school's president. She testified last week on Capitol Hill about anti-Semitism on college campuses. The questions were from New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik.
So the answer is yes, that calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard Code of Conduct, correct?
Again, it depends on the context.
It does not depend on the context. The answer is yes.
Gay and two other college leaders struggled at times with answers about anti-Semitism. Liz McGill, the president of the University of Pennsylvania, has resigned. Inflation ticked down slightly last month.
Consumer prices rose just 0.1% from October to November, according to the latest data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That puts the annual index of inflation at 3.1%, down slightly from the previous month. Core prices, minus volatile energy and food, were up slightly more, 0.3%, for an annual core rate of 4%, the same as in October. Cheaper gas helped lighten the weight of increasing prices for restaurants, used cars, and auto insurance. AAA reports that the national average for a gallon of gas has dropped to $3.15. It's a mixed picture, but is expected to leave the Fed on track to leave its benchmark interest rate unchanged for the third time when its latest meeting ends on Wednesday. Jennifer King, Washington.
Her lawyers say a pregnant woman in Kentucky who went to court demanding the right to an abortion learned her embryo no longer has cardiac activity. It's not clear what that means about the lawsuit filed last week. The suit says the woman, identified as Jane Doe, was about 8 weeks pregnant. The attorneys urged other women in Kentucky who are pregnant and seeking an abortion to reach out if they are interested in joining the case. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is on Capitol Hill, hoping to convince Republican lawmakers to approve more money for Ukraine's war with Russia. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is drifting in early trading after a report showed that inflation in the United States is behaving pretty much as expected. The S&P 500 edged 0.3% lower Tuesday. That came a day after the benchmark index hit a 20-month high. The Dow and the Nasdaq Composite were little changed. Treasury yields were also relatively steady after the November update on inflation roughly matched expectations. The inflation report has traders still expecting that the Federal Reserve will stand pat on interest rates at the end of its next meeting on Wednesday. Hasbro fell 1%. The toy maker is cutting 20% of its workforce as malaise in the toy business extends through another holiday shopping season. Oracle fell more than 10%. The business software maker reported revenue for its latest quarter that fell short of forecasts. Seth Sutel, New York.
Choice Hotels is launching an $8 billion hostile takeover offer for Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, owner of Days Inn and Ramada. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.